talk about you because he knows that no one understands. But we know that with a couple of sentences, the guy who's looking at him and said, and we walk away. Walking away, imagine the magic he did in that couple of minutes. Rumi will come down from that horse and will never mount on him. He will change him. To what? He will show him that you are not happy. He made him feel unhappy about the answer he gave to a simple question. He just made him unhappy. He followed the Shams, and Shams turned around. Then suddenly this guy will come in the bazaar and will declare, I was dead, I became alive. And I was sorrow, I became happiness, because the fortune of this Shams arrived. Now I'm a fortunate fellow. And he will be happy. He finds happiness. Because in knowledge there is no happiness. There is satisfaction of knowing. But that knowledge is extension of animal knowledge. There is something else. That something else is the subject of this book, which is hal. Not what do you think, how do you feel? But it's not how do you feel. It's more than that, because it means what is your moment? How are you in this moment? What is this moment to you? What are you doing in this moment? All of that include, that's the poetic complication of it, hal, which is exactly feeling, and which could be exactly just now. And all the book is going to let you understand the happiness. If you are the animal, let me tell you how your feeling is. And I can say it to all of you, because I could say it to an insect. Animal is that. If you're an animal, first of all, your main engine is what? You tell me. If you're an animal, your animal part, main engine.
Your stomach.
No, different than that. Your main engine is fear. And it starts with fear of death. Therefore, life is running away from death. Poetically, when I wrote it, it made a scene. So, life is fear. Life is an unsuccessful running away from death. That's what the life is. Animals, they try not to die, and they are not successful. They will die. Period. Is there anything else? Physically, that's what animal life is. Therefore, it starts with fear. Now, I want to create one word for our universe, which there is no fear. What you want to call it? You're sleeping, right?
No, I'm trying to.
What you want to call it?
Yaki.
Iman, belief to us, is feeling secure inside. Means not having fear. When we say mu'min, we are not pointing to a religious fellow. It has nothing to do with that. It's feeling safe. That's what belief is, iman is. You see? How do you arrive there? Eliminating the fear. Whatever animalistic you have, eliminate it, you will have the other side, because it doesn't vanish. It will just turn around the coin. So what we are suggesting is flip the coin of animal in you, because you are the other side. Whatever is here is not there. Here is this, as simple as this. You know, this is the best explanation. Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. You see, fear of death. What a silly way to repeat something that for us is different. Animals, they don't know. We know that for billions of years, even the most powerful creatures like dinosaurs and stuff like that, they died. So you know what's the end of your life? You're done. Become nihilist, kill yourself tonight. So what? If you are that animal, there is something else. That something else is not me, it's we. Because it's outside of me. Because it would not happen if there is only me. Imagine there is only me. This is a very good imagination. I remember a very good verse of that. I don't know, you, none of you are old enough to remember those old movies, black and white, you started. Yeah, what was the name? Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, one of the Twilight Zones is when someone wishes will be granted. Somebody who doesn't like other people because they are not good enough. Suddenly, he wakes up in a universe that everybody is exactly his copy. At the beginning, it doesn't sound bad, but it's not a livable universe. Believe me, you, I know. If all the people were like me, not life, even our galaxy was over. Yes. Thanks God, we are. How different? Ha! There is no two of any. Even identical twins are different. Because this is not the rule of human beings. This is the rule of universe. Even the quarks, my goodness, I love that word. See, quarks, they have attitudes. Imagine, you are the subatomic particle, as far as we know yet. Inshallah, we'll know better next month. Yes, the machine is not
broken.
April. These are promises, don't worry, but it will be here. But up to now, we know that little self has an attitude. My goodness. And there is no. Yeah. We realize that. You remember how everything changed when we realized that your fingertip, these silly lines are unique to you. And it will prove that you touched something. Suddenly the course of law changed in the universe. Because before that, 10 minutes ago was passé, was untouchable. We bring it back. Now we bring back the information of 1,000 years. It changes like this and everything is like this. How silly could I be to believe that I am the center of this? And don't laugh at me. It's not silly to think that I'm at the center of it. You know what's silly? To wish that it will go according to my wishes. Ah, if the universe will go according to your wishes, how good is it? Goodness, haven't happened to you that you had a wish, it's not granted, then you will discover how lucky you were. Or vice versa, because that's how it is. Wishes are silly. There is one thing to want, is to be able to get rid of this and touch the other part of me. There in we, yes.
Would you say that when Mevlana met Shams, that he discovered that he wasn't the center of the universe?
No, he he discovered that he was dead. Because he was running away from death. What else was he doing? That simple. Oh, for a knowledgeable person I'm talking. It was Mawlana at that time. He's not a silly guy, normal guy. He's that master. Suddenly you realize that, hey, why are you running away from death? Because death is not out there, is it? Ah, for you it is. When I say running away from death, you think that, yeah, because it's no good. Getting close to death is no good. You forget. You are carrying the death. Death is you, another part of you. Because when there is life, there is death. Another side of the coin. They coexist. Death is in me. It's not outside. If it was outside, we will make some great boxes and we put the celebrities in it and they will remain there. Why are you laughing? Didn't they do it? The Egyptian did it. Even the communists in Russia did it.
With Lenin.
With Lenin. Yeah. To keep the cadaver. And these were the guys who said, there is not this, and this is nonsense, the spirit is not there. But that one, they mummified it. We try to do that because of fear. Suddenly, Rumi realized that if you give up that fear, first of all, you don't die. It's not that way that if you give up the fear of death, suddenly you die. It doesn't matter. But you will be happy because you could live real life. What is real life? Real life is not independent life. Independent life is little, small in me, and it's exactly the size of my being, because my not being and my being are equal here. Right? Are you sure that tomorrow I'm alive? Nobody could be. I could die. The death is in here. So what? There is something else, another part of me, which is in we. I am connected. I'm a part of something. Visible part of it is I connect. You see, I connect to Rumi. Means I pass the time limit of this moment, suddenly history is with me. I connect with this guy. But through him, not only I connect to all the human history, philosophy and thinking, I connect to all living and seemingly non-living part of this universe, which I believe is alive. Because I cannot imagine living part of a cadaver. If a life dies, all the little lives in it will die. When I die, these cells will die. So, the big one which I'm a part of is dead. It's alive. Everything is alive and I'm included. That life is eternal life. Because it's everything's life. And that existence I share. Not the illusion of separate existence in my brain. That's a part of it. Another part is my connection. Is this an illusion? Sikyo boy didn't like this. He doesn't like it when I get emotional like this. He said, oh, these are grown-up nonsenses. So he asked, what are you talking about? I say, huh? I'm talking about feeling good. Personal good feelings are temporary and are no good because they are relative. Right? I'm looking for a feeling which is not temporary.